Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Hillary Parker, the Parkersaurus.
Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Susie, going toe-to-Tobin.
Anna.
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Brav. Hi, I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, and here I am with the gorgeous, talented, still, I think gorgeous, let's just stick with gorgeous most of all, Ben Mandelker. Hello,
sure.
Ben.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for emphasizing gorgeous. It's so nice to feel that way sometimes, especially after I had a big bowl of spaghetti carbonara last night. Did not leave me feeling gorgeous today, that's for sure.
Well, does it ever.
That's true. I don't think it ever does. It's not a gorgeous pasta, but it is one that feels good.
Yeah, it makes your soul feel nice and sluggish and exhausted. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It's a good pasta dish is supposed to do.
I have a real carbonara hangover today. That's for sure, people.
Well, blame Shannon.
I will.
I'm sure in some way it's her fault. Huh.
Well, 17 hours since you've been in contact with me.
Yes, and it's still there causing trouble. So today is Real Housewives of Orange County Day. Before we get into it, quick plugs. We are going to be in Seattle next week. And it looks like we're going to be there for the season finale of Real Housewives of Dallas. So should we just call it, Ben?
Is that what? The season finale of Dallas is next week?
I think so. I think it's only 13 this year.
There's a whole vacation they have to do.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Well, never mind. It's still on, though, next week. Do you want to do it?
Sure, let's do it. I love doing Dallas at a live crowd.
I love a live Dallas show as well. So next week will be Real Housewives of Dallas in Seattle, and then we're going to Nashville the month after, which who knows what we're going to do. You just never know. And
yeah.
You can get tickets for both of those shows over at watchwhatcrappens.com. There's a calendar. Just scroll down there. Figure out which show you want to go to. Press the ticket link. It'll take you there. Also, mm-hmm. We've got new shirts up today. They're for Christmas and for Hanukkah. We went all out this year. One is Ho Ho Ho, okay, with little Ramona Santas. And the other is Happy Ramonica, which is Ramona as a menorah candle. It's Ramona's model face as the menorah candle.
It's what this country needs right now, to be honest.
It really is. You know, guys, any religion that you worship or have in your lives, it's important to just, once you pray, whatever it is, to whatever God, just pray and then end it with amen. Okay?
Whoa. We got to pray just to make it today. Okay?
Okay. Well, it's so rhymey for Ramona. It's like reggae. Okay?
I'm too legit. Too legit to quit. Okay?
Too legit to quit looking like every sister. Okay? So you guys can get those at crappensmerch.com. Or if you don't remember that, go to watchwhatcrappens.com, just like with everything else. Go check it out. We're going to have a little video celebrating those shirts later with a homemade Christmas song. So that's that. Today, here we are with the lovely Real Housewives of Orange County. Everyone's worried that Shannon's dead in a ditch or just, you know, withering away in that room without air conditioning in the hotel.
Just melting on the bed like the semi-corpse from Seven. Just like,
yes.
You know, what has happened to Shannon?
Where's David's head in a box? That's what I'd like to know.
Huh? Well, I know what's seeing. I certainly am gluttony, ha! Because I keep on eating. All I want to do is eat.
Now, this episode is called The Morning After, which cracks me up because there's a movie called The Morning After, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's where Jane Fonda's killed somebody, but she can't remember what happened the night before. Or is that something else?
I thought The Morning After was about, like, what happens after a nuclear, apocalypse, Armageddon.
But don't you love that everything can work with this episode? Yeah. It is. It's a Jane Fonda movie from 1986 where Raul Julia, back in the Raul Julia
heyday.
Yeah. it was also a 2015 movie that had 8 vignettes that are intercut throughout the film. The 8 vignettes are about when you wake up next to someone. I don't know. It didn't say nuclear war, so I'm just going to stick with my Jane Fonda movie.
I wonder why I'm thinking nuclear war. I mean, nuclear war, Jane Fonda, vignettes, they all work. And I'd also like to say there was The Day After Tomorrow, which was about similar theme, The Morning After, which was about basically like tidal waves and snowstorms taking over the world.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Okay, so basically, today's episode is called Geostorm. Just kidding. Shannon's just like unleashing.
I'm independent from my cell phone.
Will Smith isn't going to tell me what to do.
I'm going to send a big platter of salmon stuffed with cream cheese up to that spaceship up the sky and see what they think about that.
I don't want to hear any complaints. Will and Jada are still married, goddammit. That's all I wanted.
Maybe if Harry Connick Jr. had been more attentive to his wife, he might have survived that movie. Spoiler!
Stop playing with us. I don't deserve this batch.
I really appreciated Archie's turn in that movie, and I appreciated Vivica A. Fox for saving him. Archie, get away from that fireball, Archie!
Oh, Lord. So where do we begin today, Ben?
In Jamaica, man. Day three.
Day three in Jamaica.
Jamaica, man. So we're back with the whole gang, minus Shannon. They're at that like little cafe upstairs from their rope swing place. They're at the same place, and we see Tamara do that same bitch move over again, where she goes, "Wait, who are we matching? All right, Shannon." It's like it's so mean.
Oh my God, we're missing some passive aggressive behavior, and someone totally betrayed me as a friend, Shannon. That's crazy, bitch.
And then on the screen, it says 15 hours since contact with Shannon. They're acting as if she's like the Mars rover and has gone rogue. Like,
it's actually like 17 it's like, hours. Okay.
No, it starts off as 15 and then it moves to 17. Yeah, I tracked it. It's like there are like engineers in like Houston right now trying to make contact with Shannon. Like, this is Earth to Shannon. Please send a transmission. Let us know if you have encountered any issues on the red planet.
I thought this planet was made of cheese.
That's the moon, ma'am.
Damn it! God damn it!
I don't know why Vicky Gunvalson insists on going on vacations to Mars. This is not a resort. This is a last resort, if you ask me.
Vicky declares war on Mars by twerking. They misunderstand and just blow up Earth.
An entire planet, I don't see one bar, and I'm talking about a Mars bar.
Now, they're on something called Mystic Mountain, which I thought was very fitting, because another movie, Mystic River, was about missing kids and stuff. It's another very sad movie. It's like Shannon. Everyone's just trying to find Shannon, you know?
Shannon is kind of the Mystic River of this group. She's, you know, and the best part is that Shannon is totally, what's her name? Marcia Gay Harden in that movie. You know that, like... At some point, Shannon is going to be like running around a parade, being like, David, where's David? And Laura Linney's just going to stare at her from a window, just happily.
Okay, so let's see. Vicky's like, oh my God, I hope Shannon's okay because I don't like to see anybody sad. Anybody. Especially people without insurance. Waitress, I'd like to order you some insurance, please. So Kelly's like, I'm Linda's... scared to talk to her. I don't even want to talk to her. I'm scared. And Tamara's like, Aunt, I'm scared of her.
And then Tamara's like, yeah, I want to be there for Shannon during this hard time. I'm like, that's hard time that you have now exacerbated / created.
Yeah, that you've caused.
Yeah, you like gossiped about Shannon to all the people that she's not getting along with, and now you agitated her, and now you're like sad that she's pushed you away. Okay. Yeah,
you're really sad. So Tamara's like, can you twerk again, Vicky? And Vicky's like, oh my God, I did that by accident. It was an accidental twerk. I don't twerk. I'm 50. Okay, I don't twerk. 50-year-olds don't twerk. Would someone tell Steve I said that? That'd be great.
Yeah, exactly. Gina, meanwhile, she's like, honestly... Like, I just want to go and have fun. I'm sick of talking about Shannon. Let's go have fun and do something fun, like talk about my divorce instead. How about that?
Yeah, Vicky, a real barrel of fun over there. Or Gina, yeah. Real barrel of fun. It's like, so, yeah, finally we can move on in what we came here to do, which is not talk about Shannon.
I'm so glad to not talk about Shannon, Shannon, Shannon. I love Molly Shannon. I'm 50 years old, just kidding.
You know what I want to see? That new movie with Michael Shannon.
So they go to this, like, terrifying river. Because Gina, of course. Gina, I like that they just let Gina explain everywhere they're going. She's like, let's go to the river.
She's very, like, observational in a non-interesting way. Yeah. There's this big river, and there's water going down. It only goes in one direction because that's the current, and there's trees on the side, and there's river banks because you can't have a river without river banks. You're like, okay, thanks for the insights.
Rivers were our thing.
So they get to the river, and there's a big warning sign that says slippery when wet, and I was like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
So I don't know who came up with this idea. It sounds like it was Kelly who came up with it. She's like, I researched this waterfall. And they have to climb up the waterfall, which is kind of hilarious because it's like, in case no one on this cast has received a Twisted Ankle yet, let's just like make sure we cover our bases. This is like Twisted Ankle paradise.
No kidding. Let's get a hip.
Yeah.
The producers are like, yeah, we've got two people off of like little rolly scooters now. Who else can we get? The secret sponsor of the season is like the little rolly scooter makers.
I think it is. Because we get to see a montage of the women like hurting themselves all season long. From the ropes course when Vicky just spontaneously falls off a bench to various other tumbles and pratfalls.
Yeah, it's just her falling down. It's Vicky falling down at golf, Vicky falling down really everywhere. They go, you know.
Yeah.
And when you're in a season where Shannon's the most negative one and you've got Vicky next to you, who's like, oh my God, a chair? Who would do that to me? Who would do that to me? How's that supposed to do that was there? Ow, ow, oh, ow. And my favorite, when they were doing the trust exercises on the ropes course, which actually healed everybody's relationship, which is hilarious. But yeah. they did that ropes course, and then Shannon was supposed to be Vicky's trust rope or whatever and almost broke her finger. And Vicky's like, oh!
I never saw a fingertip more excited to possibly leave a body. It's like, it's finally happening. I'm free.
It's like animating itself off the.
It like thinks it's finally going to start a new life with a new body. So, so we see that montage and we find out that Tamara can't do the waterfall because she has her foot issue, etc. So the rest of the women, they get going on this waterfall, and Vicky's like, walking up this waterfall is against everything I believe. I'm just imagining Vicky explaining her thoughts on waterfalls and what she believes about them. It's like, I'm against waterfall marriage. Okay.
Jesus would never do this.
I think we have to put up a wall against this waterfall.
I'm literally chasing a waterfall. Too many waterfalls coming into this country. You know what? Don't build a wall. Build a waterfall. Okay? Because nobody's going to climb a waterfall. I'm telling you that right now.
All waterfalls' lives matter. That's what I believe in. He just has very backwards views on waterfalls. Anyway.
So Kelly's boobs come popping out. They basically just climb this waterfall.
Yeah, Emily falls over like 10 times. A very ungraceful faller over. And poor Vicky, I mean, they have to like haul this lady up the waterfall. This is not a woman who is meant to go up a waterfall. She's right. It is against everything she believes in, like gravity, etc. You know?
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, next you're going to tell me dinosaurs are real. And Tamara's just walking up the side path, screaming like a construction worker. She's like, show me your tats, Vax! Show me your tats!
So now they're driving back. They get to the top of the waterfall to take a photo. They're excited. And now they drive back to the resort. And now we see that now it's 17 hours since contact with Shannon. The Mars rover has still remained in the darkness. We do not know if it has broken down in a ditch or if an alien has come and torn it to shreds.
Yeah, they're like, we still haven't caught sight of the Bedore, but we do see through our microscope on Mars that aliens are throwing off salmons filled with cream cheese. Not really sure what that means.
It seems that in Mars's low gravitational field that there is a salmon stuffed with cream cheese floating by our one remaining camera that works.
Not sure if aliens are even real. What we are sure of is that Mars has rejected the entire QVC line of Shannon Bedore. So, okay, pass that on to our superiors.
Oh, wait. What's this? It looks like, is this an incoming vessel? No, it's actually just a tortilla chip that got very close to our camera.
They're coming. It's a garden burger. It's a very, very dry garden burger.
Oh no, it's an asteroid storm. Oh God, asteroid. Oh, I'm sorry. It is actually some quinoa floating by.
Nice to see a stingray. It's a pashmina. Just a pashmina on a salmon.
Oh, is that a wheel from the road? No. It's just a broken spin machine.
Become it, batch. Oh, God. Okay. So the van, they're back in the van, and Gina, you know, Captain Obvious back there, is like, that was really fun. I was like, what? How are you pronouncing fun, fawn? Okay. Where are you from? You're just faking this accent at this point.
Her accent is really out of control, even for a New Yorker. Like, that is, yes, it is now faked. It is a fake accent, I believe.
Yeah. That was really fun.
That was fun. So they're back in their new villa now, and Vicky is worried, so she wants to call Shannon. So first she calls, like, the hotel operator. It's like, hey, this is Vicky Gubbison. I am calling because I need to have Shannon Bedore's residence, please. So they connect her. And by the way, they're all wearing these stupid red stripe hats backwards. Did you notice that?
No, I did not.
I don't know. I was embarrassed for that brand. I was like, this is when the beer dies. No more red stripe. It's over.
Massa, make America shouting again.
Yeah. Massa. So, yeah. So Vicky's trying to connect with Shannon. She's not answering. And Kelly is now, like, working herself up. She's like, you know what? This is rude. I'm beside myself. This is rude. This is beyond rude. This is not how you treat your friend. We care about her. I agree.
Thank you, self, just beside myself. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're my body. Thank you,
answer
self.
Oh, we're worried.
Oh, my God. Two Kellys sitting beside each other.
Point, counterpoint, point. Point, counterpoint, and another point.
There are people in the project. Okay, you win.
Yeah, that's her big point. How do you not answer the phone when there are people in the projects?
Do you know how many people in the projects would want to eat phones? Sounds delicious.
The only thing that's more rude than this is having to sit through that stupid musical theater again. Oh, this is stupid.
Dorks.
And Gina's still in the corner being like, oh, I just wanted her to get to know me, whatever. It's like,
yeah,
okay.
She's like, oh, my God, here we are. I'm so glad we don't got to talk about Shannon, who still doesn't want to get to know me. I didn't think it was a big deal, but apparently it's a big deal with Shannon, who I'm so sick of talking about.
Meanwhile, Vicky then decides to call Shannon's cell phone, which is a little smarter. So she calls the cell phone, and Shannon's like,
hi. Hello? Who's this? Hi. Who's this?
Hello? Hello, this is I Start Charities. Who's this?
Meanwhile, the guy in NASA with the mohawk is like cheering. He's like, yes! We made contact! Ladies and gentlemen, the Shannon Bedore rover is back online. Congratulations, everyone. Job well done.
The salmon keep running away from me, Vicky.
You don't want to know what I saw up here, Vicky. I'm changed.
Sean Penn is the only man up here, Vicky.
Vicky, one of my eyeballs now glows blue. I don't know why.
I fell into a crater, but it keeps saying it's sorry.
I don't even know if I'm human.
I fell into a crater and it keeps saying I'm sorry. I don't even understand that.
Because she wants everybody to apologize to her.
I have been communicating with various meteorites and Mars formations. If you do find water on Mars, I have bad news. That's just my tears.
Oh, God. So Vicky's like, I've been calling. Oh, my God. I've been calling over and over and over again.
Well, you do that with the Weather Channel. It doesn't mean that it forgives you either, Vicky.
So Shannon's like, well,
this overwhelming concern for my well-being is kind of a joke. I mean, I wanted to have fun. Don't you remember I said, fuck Shannon, I didn't have fun last night. And now I'm in the fetal position, going up and forth on Mars. I've only sold 2 dinners, and they were both returned within 2 minutes.
I've been nothing but fun on this expedition to Mars. Nothing but fun. Every single Martian here can attest to that. Every single one of them.
You kept saying meet you at the beach. There is no beach here, Vicky!
I did run into Matt Damon, though. That was nice.
So, let's see here. Vicky's like, well, that was everybody's attempt. Okay, it was everybody's attempt to, like, make you not have, like, fun. Okay, so, you gotta come to dinner.
Well, I was planning on it. I got a new room right by the dinner table, so I suppose I'll be there.
Yeah. I will. I am working on being less reactive, but I reacted. I'm like a metal bowl in a microwave. You should know not to put me in the microwave. However, you can put your salmon in the microwave filled with cream cheese. That's delicious.
So Shannon's like, I'm acting like many, 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 not only me, because that is me, realizing that the entire world isn't just full of other Shannons who have gone through a divorce.
I understand that everyone has things on their plate, but I have lost a lot of my bone density on Mars, okay?
I just love that Shannon got her own room, and then she was like,
can I please have that by the dinner table for the crazy twerking white ladies? That would be great.
Yeah, exactly. So now everyone starts arriving at dinner, and they're making it seem like it's an international summit. You know, they're like arriving one at a time. And Vicky shows up at Shannon's villa, and Vicky's like, she's just having a pity party. She's like a waterfall. It's like against everything I believe in. You know what I'm saying?
I need to talk to her. I need to talk to her. So she goes over to Shannon's place, and she's like, oh my God, Shannon, it's you. You got back so quick. And Shannon's like, Vicky.
I'm the kind of person that needs to process when I get upset because I was very hurt. I was very, very hurt by that dinner.
It's like, okay. She's got her hair in Ava Perón style, which is very scary. Okay, nothing good is going to come of this.
she's saying that, that she was hurt. And she's like, even you, Vicky Gumbelson came for me last night. You had words to say. And Vicky's like, well, you know what? When Brooks and I broke up, no one called me. I felt abandoned. That hurt my feelings.
Did you hear Shannon do that? When Vicky started talking over her, like, because she's not going to take her victim crap today, you know? They've already had it. So she's like, Vicky just kept talking right over her. She's like, look, I don't want you to go sideways.
I'm not sideways. I'm done with sideways. We have gravity here. Why does everyone keep getting these two planets confused?
Wait a second. Are we on zero gravity? Are we? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, David. I can't do that.
Imagine if Shannon's Hal from 2001 Space Odyssey.
David, are you trying to go out of the airlock? David, I'm sorry, David. I can't help you do that. David.
Just a supercomputer that's just harassing the astronaut.
Well, you hurt me, David.
It's like, we've got an emergency here.
Yes, an emergency of my heart that has been hurt.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a...
Did you get the veg?
Yes.
Tell me you got the veg.
I got the veg.
Broccoli?
Yes, I got the veg.
Tomatoes?
Technically a fruit.
Drinks?
Yes.
Pizzas, cheeses, sauces, you get all that?
Yes.
Will it fit in the fridge?
Yes.
Well, go on then.
Samsung RS8000 is the big fridge for the big shop. Search RS8000 from Samsung. Winners of the 2018 Which Large Home Appliance Brand of the Year Award.
From the international best-selling author, Jodi Picoult, comes a fearless new novel that asks the question, life, whose choice is it? In the only abortion clinic in Mississippi, a gunman starts shooting. Following different characters with diverse perspectives on the issue, truths and secrets are peeled away as the hours tick backwards. Laws are black and white, but women are a thousand shades of grey. A Spark of Light by Jodi Picoult. Out now in hardback, ebook, and audiobook.
Rappin's commercial.
So now at the table, the other women have arrived. They're waiting for Vicky and Shannon. And Tamara's like, Vicky had to pick up Shannon. You know, just being like a total mean girl. You know,
total about Tamara.
Mm-hmm. So Shannon starts saying like, she's like, you know, you made it sound like I'm a bad friend who cries every night and I make it all about me. But guess what? Newsflash. I'm excited about my life. I'm to the moon. I mean, technically to Mars, actually. I'm very, very excited.
Don't tell me I'm crying every night because I am not crying. Look at me. Look at me not crying. It's night. It's nighttime. Okay.
My button is when you tell me I say or do something that I don't do. My other button is when you tell me the salmon is done and ready for dinner.
My other button, never mind, Tamara lost her belly button and we need a moment of silence. Oh my god, I'm crying. Damn it, I'm doing it again.
My fourth button was an eject button, which unfortunately I did not press before I landed on Mars, and we all know what happened there.
Vicky's like, reel it in. She's like, it is real! So then Kelly, back at the table, she's like, you know what this is like? It's like when you have children and you're on vacation and you're like, where are you? And then they don't write back and you're like, whatever, have another drink. But then they still don't respond. You're like, what? And then you pass the billboard and find out they're in the Jamaican version of Little Orphan Annie. And you're like, dork!
And you get annoyed. Then you get panicked. Then you get mad. Then you get kind of horny. And then you get angry. Then you get a little hungry. And then you're like, where am I? And then you're like, why am I feeling these ways again? And then you get on a plane and you're like, oh yeah, my kid. And then you're like laughing because you're like, you left my kid. I left my kid in Jamaica. And you're like, oh, Home Alone. You do the whole thing. And then you're like, oh my god, but Jolie's back there. Like, what?
Then you're in jail because you got kicked out of the local version of Wicked for screaming, dork! When your kid
all
came out.
All good deeds go unpunished. No good deeds. Stupid musical theater.
She's like, it's ironic that Janet's so rude. Because she went to Cotillion.
Tamara's like, is that a new supermarket? I went to Cotillion's and I got half off on my onions. So Shannon and Vicky start. What's going on? Why are you so? What's up? What? Why did you drift away from the podcast? Where are you?
That, like light knocking sound. It's no. My fan was blowing my ribbon curtain, and all the beads kept hitting my stove, and I was like, "Oh my god! Enough already!"
Dwarf
fixed everything.
So Shannon and Vicky walk to the dinner table, and Kelly's like, "Well, thanks for finally coming. I've been calling you."
Oh well, thank you for that. Kelly, yes. Thank you.
She's like, what? You have no idea how worried we were. We twerked on a waterfall. She's like,
wow, that sounds devastating. And I'm so sorry about that.
You have the least manners. You really do. It was hurtful, Shannon. It was hurtful. Well, I apologize. I guess no one wants to know what sort of interstellar mission I went on, but that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
So they order, and I just thought it was really funny because Shannon goes,
I'll have chilled soup.
The less flavor, the better.
So Shannon is giving everyone death stares, but she is calm, and she is saying she's sorry over and over. Now, she's doing it in that way, like, when you're in the elevator and the doors are closing, some asshole runs in and puts his hand in and gets himself in there in the last minute, and then you apologize to him. You know, even though he's the asshole. Right. So she's like,
I never do that, by the way.
Sorry.
I hate when people do that. Well, I don't hate it when there's like one elevator, but I hate it when there's like five elevators and they're constantly opening and someone has to jump into yours. Like, oh, you couldn't wait 30 seconds.
I know.
Your life's that important.
But I also wish the door open and door closed symbols were a little clearer, because there are some times when I do feel bad. I see someone running toward the elevator, and it's just me, and they see me. And I go to try to, like, stop to open up the doors, and I go to the door open button, and I can't tell which button it is, and I just wind up, like, sort of freezing, and then it closes, and I look like a dick. Like, they need to make it, like, more apparent, because it's, like, it's confusing.
Well, here's what you need to do. Do what I do. When you go into the elevator, immediately start staring down at your phone. Yeah. And then if someone starts running and screaming, hold it, hold it, just pretend you have earbuds in.
I heard that this may be wrong. I think I was told that in China or in Japan, the custom in an elevator is that when you walk in, you like face the wall. I don't know if this is true or not, but I think that's a great custom.
You face the wall?
That's what I heard.
So odd. You should be sorry. It's like Kelly.
You're rude in the elevator.
So Kelly's like, wah! She's still going on. And Shannon's like, well, sorry. Cold soup coming. Get over it. So let's see. They're all staring at Shannon now. And Shannon's drinking a pink drink right now. She always starts with the pink one and then moves on to a martini,
yeah,
which is like so opposite of everybody else in life. She's like, I'll start light. All right, bring on the big guns. But she starts with this little pink drink with her pinky in the air. And she's like, well, I would just like to address the delicious low-calorie salmon in the room.
I'd like to address the elephant in the room. And no, that was not a microaggression towards you, Emily. Queen of a well-stated joke. That's what I call myself.
I'd like to state the elephant, future Giselle in the room, or Gazelle in the room, after it follows the Shannon Bedore QVC diet. I would like to thank you all for giving me the time and space and wasting all of my minutes with your goddamn calls, because I am the person who needs to take a step back after she has been so viciously betrayed and attacked and judged at dinner.
After last night, I am hurt, and I need to process the conversations we had. Just think of me as a computer from 1987 that takes about 3 days to process the simplest input. Thank you.
There is a junk storm coming. There, I said it.
Like space warnings. I can't think of any space warnings.
I like to think of myself as a supercomputer, but unfortunately I'm a supercomputer from 1968 and I involve vacuum tubes. Now, so please be patient.
You guys were a real pain in the asteroid.
Yes. So she's like, okay, I'm taking a startup list of whoever would like to apologize first,
and we can get to that later, one by one, in my room. But for now, I would like to drink a pink drink and watch you all look very sad about betraying me!
So Gina's like, listen, honestly, I was just trying to be a friend. That's all I want, is to be a friend. And Shannon's like, I apologize. I have so much on my plate, and I understand we all have so much on our plates, but I specifically have a small plate with lots of food on it. Have you ever tried putting a porterhouse on a little saucer? That's my life, okay? And for me and my life, this is more than I've ever had on my plate.
Yeah, but Shannon, you say things are going on and we support you, but it's not reciprocated.
It's like, well, that is a fair criticism, Dumbo, and I apologize for that.
Now, I know you want me to ask about your plate, but why would a Williams-Sonoma ask about a disposable paper plate? Just ask. Just question.
Would you like my champagne flute to talk to your solo cup, little one? It's not going to happen.
And so she's like, she sort of like has a breakthrough with Gina. She's like, no, with you, Gina, I have a hard time hearing that you're going through a divorce and you're still attracted to your husband and he's still your best friend because
that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted for David. And the next thing I know, we're off to Mars and he cuts himself loose and just flies off to space and gives his rings to Saturn. I'm not about that.
It's like, oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. It's like, look, I'm not saying it's all perfect. It's like hard. Like, here, we go to the souvenir shop, and that was, like, our thing, me and Matt. That was our thing. We used to go to souvenir shops, and we got ornaments of every vacation. Like, I put on a bikini. I was even wearing a bikini in there, and that was, like, our thing. And it's my joy. It's my bikini ornament from a thrift store or from a souvenir shop journey, and I wanted to be respected for it, you know?
You know? Yeah. You know, when I was walking down to the beach just now, there was like one of those things, it's like a garbage can, but it had an ashtray on top of it. And I was like, that was our thing. We would always, like, on vacation, we would stop and smoke a cigarette and put it out in the ashtray above the garbage. And that was like our thing. And now when I walk by that, it's like not our thing anymore, you know?
And Shannon's like, wow, this is all fascinating. And she's just squinting at her. You know how Shannon does that squint?
Like, I tried listening to you, and you're making it very difficult, Miss 30-year-old.
So Gina's like, when it comes to you, I promise. I'm just trying. Let me in. Let me in. Shannon's like, I'm not a person that lets people in. So kindly just go to the next house. What, are you going to protest me for not having candy, you little trick-or-treater? Go to the next house!
This spaceship has room for one and only one.
So yeah, Tamara to us goes, but Scotch apologized for that because I knitted that. But I can't stop but thinking, where's my belly button? Also, where's my apology? She said yes to me going up to her making things better, and I'm not doing it, bitch! And she doesn't even know what to do now that I'm not saying anything to her.
So now all of these dishes arrive, and like allegedly some cauliflower soup arrives, and they're like, oh, let's try the cauliflower soup. And they're all chasing it out of this little shot glass. And Shannon has this look on her eye. Apparently it's like what they find out very quickly is it's not cauliflower soup. It's all salad dressing that they're doing shots of, because God forbid they actually sniff what they drink. And so they're like, oh my God, it's salad dressing. And they cut to Shannon, and she has that look on her face like she just wants to say, who, but she's not saying anything at all. She's like, salad dressing, who would replace the soup with salad dressing? That's extra calories. There is a conspiracy here in Jamaica, Mom.
No, Mom. When is that going to become popular? No, Mom.
Well, I will not be wearing my jams today. I am out of the spirit.
Did you notice that Vicky was looking at the salad dressing, and she like reaches over to get it, and then one of those ads pops up below the screen. It slides right under Vicky. Right when it comes to Vicky, it slides on, and it's the Grinch.
Yeah.
I died. Okay.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
I saw that you put that on.
What beautiful ad placement. Bravo.
I saw that you put that on our IG, and I definitely laughed about that. That was hilarious. Come on,
guys. Like, what do you think? I meant to ruin Christmas? I didn't. Here's what I'm saying. If you don't have Christmas insurance, I could ruin it. Okay? Like, Vicky ruins Christmas and then still charges you for the insurance in case somebody ruins Christmas.
Insurance. So the next day, Gina's getting into some jorts. She's like, oh, my God. These jorts are getting harder to put on every single day. And that was sort of a thing, is that Matt and I would put on jorts pretty easily, and now I can't put them on easily. It's sort of a thing. So and then Shannon's just like sitting around having egg whites, and she's like, I'm reaching out to Tamara because I am a communicator with a 17-hour lag, understandably, but I am a communicator.
Friends have ups and downs, and that's how you move forward. You go up, down, you get betrayed. Then you go up, come down, and you're betrayed again. At some point, you're just going to go in a loop, but then you get betrayed in the loop.
So Tamara's she's like, Tamara, I know that you've been dying to come over to my apartment to apologize. I am sitting on the apology couch, so feel free to come whenever you want. And Tamara's like, I don't have time, batch. If you have time, why don't you come over here to my apology couch, batch? She's like,
oh, dearest, the new Shannon. I will walk in the sun to Tamara's apology couch.
Apology couch. Yes, and so we have this, like, Tamara-Shannon summit. And then Kelly, of course, interrupts it. She, like, sort of flops through. And they're like, we'll wait for Kelly. Kelly, could you please excuse yourself and your big floppy hat?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, yes, no, I know this is not cotillion appropriate. Please just go, Kelly. Please.
Well, all she has to do is say sorry, okay? Like, you can only be sad for yourself for a little amount of time, because, and then everyone's going to feel sorry for you. But the only time, the reality is, you have a really amazing life, okay?
Jenna's like, well, I don't have a chandelier anymore, so I'm not sure your theory is still holds up.
It's hard to talk to a woman in a 90 that is open to her belly button, but I will take it under consideration because this is the new improved non-yelling Shannon. Now get out of my house!
Here lies Shannon Medora, killed by the tough cushions on this apology couch. I am not comfortable, Cameron. I am not.
So now it starts. Yes.
So Shannon's like, wow. Because Shannon really is just expecting this apology, right? Yeah. So Tamara's just staring at her like, So she starts. She's like, well, I am still reeling from that dinner. Huh? Real? There are clearly some underlying issues that you have with me, Tamara.
Clearly. And Tamara's like, no, there's not. I'm like, how do you – you have been bitching about Shannon all season long. And then she says, well, there's clearly some underlying issues. And you're like, no, there's not. It was just your reaction to what was said, which is why it got to the place that it was. I'm like, don't you think that her reaction getting it to the place that it was is an indication of underlying issues, you stupid lady?
Yeah, that you started.
Yeah.
So she's like, all I'm trying to do is to help you learn from what I've gone through. Do you want to get a rest? Do you want to get a rest, bitch?
So then we cut over to Kelly and Emily and Gina, who are in the other apartment. And Emily's like, well, I guess we're going to wait around again. Jeez. And Gina's like, here we go again. Shannon Bajor hour. We should be at the beach right now, which is what I always told Matt while we were here, too.
So Emily's like, hey, guys, I've got a good thing. I can cheer us up. Let me tell you about my mom. I'm not a doctor, but I see a lot of parallels between Shannon and my mom. And my mom had issues. And Kelly's like, she was manic. Yeah, she's manic, and I grew up with no dad and my mom. My mom had depression issues, and I was wondering how to dress my mom. And if we need money, I was wondering how to go out and get it. It was, like, actually, like, legitimately very, very, very sad. And right on brand for Emily.
Sadness.
Just sadness for Emily.
She's like, meh. So she was sobbing because, you know, her mom, depression and all that, which was really sad. And Gina's like, did you not hear the part about having fun?
I mean, granted, this didn't have anything to do with Shannon, which I'm thankful for, but still.
Did you ever get your mom an ornament? That might have fixed things, because that was like our thing. Like, me and Matt, we get ornaments all the time. Maybe you should have done that with your mom. Maybe. Have you thought about it? No?
So Emily's like, well, I just really hope that Shannon can get help so she doesn't become my mom. Which, you know, look, I get that your mom has depression. The whole story is really sad. I'm not going to make fun of somebody for a story like that. But you're kind of projecting that. It's like you're projecting that onto somebody else so you can talk about issues, you know? I'm not saying that Shannon doesn't need all the things that you guys are saying, but I don't know. You're stretching.
It's just funny
let her be depressed about her goddamn divorce. I say be depressed all you want. Have whatever, if you have mental issues or if you don't have mental, whatever there are, but there are certain boundaries. Like, don't yell at me at the dinner table, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's funny that Emily is saying this stuff that it does seem like she might be projecting onto Shannon when Shannon got into trouble for allegedly projecting her shit with David onto Emily earlier this season, Emily and Shane. So it is kind of funny. I mean, I personally think they both were right. I think that probably Shannon does have some tendencies that, you know, remind Emily of her mom. And I'm sure Shane has tendencies that remind Shannon of David. And you know what? That's okay to say. It's really okay. But either way, oddly enough, by the way, I am finding myself really enjoying Emily. I'm surprised. I've really grown to like her in a weird way. I mean, she's not like full of lots of personality, but I feel like there's like layers there. And she just needs to let her bitch flower bloom. Like, I feel like if we give her a second season, I think she could become a huge bitch, which would be – she'd be like a really good bitch, you know? I think this season she's just like a little timid because she hasn't been welcomed yet.
Timid? They had to hold her back screaming, I'll fucking kill you!
That was like Kelly. A sneak preview for next season, you know? Like, next season she'll
let
that
out.
And
then when she like had a mini turn on Gina and she was like, well, yeah, of course we're always talking about my husband because yours isn't around. She's like, excuse you.
He was at the Hallmark store getting me an ornament. So,
yes, and then Emily is like fully going after Shannon on Twitter, which is really funny to watch. Every time Shannon says something, she's like, don't you have a bathroom to go cry in?
I think Emily has upside, believe it or not. I feel like she's not the most dynamic person on screen, but I feel like we can get it out of her for season two. I say give her, if we're giving Candace on Potomac another shot, give it to Emily too.
Yeah. I like both the new ones just fine. I mean,
yeah, just fine.
Just
so
fine.
So Tamara, meanwhile, back to the Shannon Tamara summit. Tamara's like, listen, Shannons, I don't want to be screamed and yelled at. Which, of course, is funny because Tamara's like the queen screamer and yeller at her. And Shannon's like, I don't either. I do not want that. And Tamara's
But I didn't like how you talked to me the other night. Yeah, kiss about that.
And then Shannon's like, and what did I accuse you of, Missy? Miss non-30-year-old?
Ha, I said it. Queen of a well-stated joke.
How does that song go again?
Why are you singing the Hokey Pokey, Shannons? Tell me, I'm trying to get that damn Emily song.
Oh, no. How does it go? Shannon, that's the chicken dance.
That's memories, Shannon. Damn it.
That's memory. And you just said it was memories. Which one is it? That would be her, like, Queen of Well-Stated Joke theme song is memory.
Queen of Well-Stated Joke!
No, Shannon, it's...
No, that's not it.
Yes, it is!
That's an ice truck. I swear that's a good humor truck. And I know because I'm full of good humor. Fun Shannon is here.
So she's like, well, Shannon, Tamara, all I was saying was that you were stirring the pot, Tamara. Stirring the pot. She goes, but am I stirring the pot with? You know, my husband has messed up her problems, bitch, okay? He needed a betchy octopus. And I still got on the plane to Philadelphia where they make cream cheese, which is what causes Betchadelphia in the first place, bitch.
And Shannon just goes, well, I am sorry you feel that way, which was like so wonderfully like understated and ungiving. It was like she was not going to give a true apology. And Tamara's like, that's a shitty ass apology. But I loved it because I love when I love a non-apology for Tamara because she doesn't really deserve one. Okay.
Shannon, yeah. Tamara doesn't deserve an apology. Get your own fucking storyline and stop using your husband's stuff. Yes. Every fucking chance you get. Give me a break.
Yeah,
you're always
exactly.
Like, well, he's on his deathbed, but, like, here you are in Jamaica. He's on his deathbed, but I still have time to come undermine you in Philadelphia.
Yeah. And Shannon's like, well, Tamara, I'm sorry. It's a semantics game at this point. A semantics game. Oh, shut up. You don't know anything about semen. No, shut up, Tamara.
Semantics. Don't call me Jewish.
Look, all I'm saying is that you're anti-semantics. Okay?
I feel like that's bad. So, but the thing is this, is that, what was I going to say about Tamara? So here, I mean, like, let's not forget what happened here, which is that Tamara has been harboring feelings about Shannon, which I think those feelings are actually, like, they're probably valid. Of Tamara's feelings, they're of the more valid type. She complains to everyone about them. It gets back to Shannon. They talk it out. They squash it. But Tamara continues to talk about it. She talks about it to Gina. She talks about it to Emily on the beach. She goes on the raft. She talks about it with Kelly. She tells it to everyone. So finally, you know, there's this confrontation at dinner. And Gina's like, well, you're not a good friend to Tamara. And Shannon's like, is that true, Tamara? And Tamara, instead of saying like, no, you're a great friend. What they are thinking is X, Y, and Z. Instead, she goes, fuck me. So, yeah, you deserve to get yelled at, Tamara, because you did stir the pot.
Yeah, and I was proud of Shannon for actually having it together to say this so clearly. Because yeah. Tamara was really doing the typical Tamara thing where she's trying to drive Shannon off the ledge, you know? She's like, oh, really? You're not yelling at me, bitch? I'm like, okay, now you're the one who's yelling. Like, you're obviously just trying to make her crazy right now. And Shannon stayed calm. And which is very rare. We don't see that very often in the wild. So she stayed very calm. And then she's like, well, you know, it's that the other day when you had the chance to sit. And that was making Tamara crazier and crazier. And it was nice to see this all being used back against Tamara.
Well, because it goes, you know, they are sort of like very inverse personalities. If Shannon's blindsided by something, she loses her shit. If she is anticipating something, she can remain calm. And by the way, when Shannon loses her shit, Tamara's very calm because she loves watching it. But then when Shannon is like anticipates a situation and can brace for and can emotionally prepare like this interaction, she stays calm, and that drives Tamara nuts because Tamara wants Shannon to be crazy. So that's basically what's happening here. And she's like, "Yeah, accuse me of saying you need to go on meds. Kelly said that. Kelly said that." And Shannon's like, "I don't care." So Shannon goes, "You know what? Gina says I'm not a good friend to you, and you didn't shoot it down." And Tamara's like, "That's not me saying anything to Gina. That's her observation." I'm like, it's her observation based on what you told her. On the beach, we saw it.
Yeah. And then she's like, "So you're saying that after that conversation we had in that flower shop where we had twin broken ankles, remember on the rolly things, wasn't that fun? So you're saying that conversation where I apologized over and over again," she goes, "Yeah, that's ever since that, everything's been perfect. It's been fun." She goes, "Are you sure that you are saying that our friendship has been fine ever since that wonderful day where we put Miracle-Gro between our toes and our ankles felt better for 5 minutes?" Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's like, "Okay, then, great. I cannot wait to have this used against you next week."
Can we also agree that basically the person trying to drive a wedge in between us is Gina? Gina is the problem here, right?
That's what I sort of thought they were going to with this. I'm not sure if that's really where it went. But when I was watching it, I was like, oh, for sure, they are just going to shove everything to the side and blame Gina for causing the problems.
Well, Gina has caused a lot of problems, so I don't blame it. But Tamara, I mean, there's no way that Tamara's going to get away with all this. You know, eventually someone's going to watch the show, you know?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Emily says later. But basically, they all decide to just drop it because Shannon and Kelly are like, "Love you. Love your butt." And they decide to just hug it out and get on with it. So they're going over to the healing water, and Kelly's like, "Shannon needs to be dipped in this shit. Drown the bitch."
Yes.
And then they just start having fun. Then they go to the beach.
Yeah.
And
so basically the legacy cast members are at the beach hanging out, and Gina and Emily are by themselves, and they're just saying, Gina was getting annoyed because, and I can actually understand it because I spent all day yesterday being like, Shannon, oh my God, what's going on with Shannon? All this drama. And then today they're just like, oh, happy and fine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but she doesn't want her whole trip to be about Shannon. And now Shannon's nice. And she's like, this is annoying.
Yeah. So Shannon, Vicky, Tamara, and Kelly, they go into the waters. They're in the ocean, peeing everywhere on every poor starfish that's out there, except for Shannon. Shannon did not pee, which I applaud. although I'm sure those fish have seen much worse. But meanwhile, Emily and Gina go off to order some food and drinks. And they're just sitting there, the two of them, and they're talking. And all of a sudden, Gina's mom calls up. She's like, "Hi. Oh, hi, Mom. Hi.
Hi, Susan. It's me. It's Emily. Hi.
Hi, Mom. Oh, my mom says hi. She says she's having another sangria that's multi-layered. She loves it. She's having the best time. Oh, my God, Mom. So we're by the beach. We're having a great time. We're in Jamaica. Yeah, Mom. Anyway, bye. Isn't my mom the best?"
I wish I could call my mom. So then it becomes another mom crying story. And I just wrote, there's too many emotions here. I'm bored.
Yeah. And then, because basically Emily is triggered. It reminds her of her mom and she wished she had a relationship like that with her mom. And she wished that with her daughter would answer the phone the same way that Gina would for her mom and everything. And Gina just sits there and goes, "Aw, that's sad. That's sad.
Yeah, you're going to be like that for your daughter. That's it. I'm sorry. So then we cut back to Tamara and the girls. Did you notice that Tamara said to the waiter, "I really like your cheekbone"?
I did notice that.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think it was
just
a waitress.
One of them? Yeah, it was a waitress.
I think it was Tamara's way of building a bridge. So I like your cheekbones. So, over by the other ladies, they are now on their little chair, their chaise lounges. And Ainsworth, the beach vendor, which, by the way, when you observed that last week, that, like, everyone on the island of Jamaica got a credit. It's like, we're getting even, like, the random guy who sells, like, stuff on the side. Actually, no, they're still in the ocean. I'm sorry. But Ainsworth comes by, and he's, like, making coconut rum things. He's, like, chopping up the tops of coconuts and pouring rum in them and everything. And he's handing all these coconuts to women, and they're all sipping out of the coconuts from straws. And Tamara's like, "Oh, I got a very little haul. Get it? Because it's like, I'm a coconut, but I'm a lady. I'm talking about my vagina. Get it?
Yeah, I've got a tiny hole. Ow! Yeah, that's all Tamara's pretty much got. So they all started drinking and then getting feet massage, right? So, or ankle massages. And then then Tamara tells the guy who's giving them the thing, she's like, oh my God, person, you have a nice grow. You have nice tits. Vicky likes that. But even if you didn't have nice tits, it's still buy you some.
Like, yeah, and he's like, oh, is she a dentist, mon? And she's like, yeah, Vicky's a dentist. Vicky's a dentist, which I thought was like so mean. It's like, it's not, I mean, there's like no stakes on the joke. Like, who cares? Like, you know, I'm sure this guy, Darren, doesn't care either way whether or not she's a dentist. But I'm just like I get that style of humor, like when you're with like a stranger. I just kind of feel like this is a guy who's like rubbing your feet. Can you just like, you know, like I feel like he probably does not have like as palatial a residence to go back to as you do. Can you just like, you don't have to like fuck with him too, you know?
She's a dentist and a twerker. And he's like, sister. Shake your booty, do it, shake it. And she's like, I'm not twerky today, okay? That's ridiculous. I'm 50, I'm not gonna twerk. I'll pay you to make me not twerk. And he's like, done, deal.
He knows how to work the tourists, because this probably happens every single day. He goes up to like Pam and he's like, oh, go shake a booty. And she's like, I will pay you, sir, to not shake my booty. He's like, sure, okay.
The house that not shaken booty built.
And then the camera just cuts to Emily, because Emily and Kelly and Gina are on this big floaty trampoline thing, and it's just a shot of Emily tumbling off the trampoline into the water. Oh, poor Emily.
So then they go into, some of the girls go into the souvenir shop, which, you know, speaking of triggering, Gina's like, oh my God! So they go into the souvenir shop, and Kelly finds like a little souvenir dick. She's like, should I buy it for Vicky? Oh! And Shannon's like, well, I was the one who spotted it, so if someone's going to take credit for that tiny penis, it's me.
I had the notorious DirecTV Bravo glitch, so I was sort of like blacked out from the trampoline incident until when they're all at dinner after the commercial break.
Oh, okay. Well, Kelly goes, well, you would spot the small dick. Blah! And then she smacks her on the butt with it, and Shannon's like, don't stop. God, Kelly, stop it, Kelly. God. And Kelly's like, I'm going to get this for shits and gigs.
Shits and gigs. Was Shannon doing like that laugh thing where she's like, ha, no.
No.
I just want my girlfriends. No, she was actually mortified.
Like, stop it, Kelly. No. God. So then at dinner, Vicky's like, oh my God, girls, it's the Last Supper. So yeah, time to apologize to Jesus, okay? Everybody line up.
What was your favorite part? What was your favorite part of the trip? So Gina's like, my favorite part was the raft, because I think rafts are inherently cool, whatever she was saying. Like, I know they're all kind of just saying generic things, like Kelly liked the beach, Emily liked rope swinging, and Tamara's like, my favorite part actually was my fight with Shannon. It was like so fun making her cry and scream. Like, that was great.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of growth for bets. And Shannon's like, well, you know, you learn, you grow, you cry, you get betrayed. You know, it was this, wow, what a trip. She's like, well, Shannon, I'm sorry, so fuck you. Well, I mean, I'm not sorry for the rest of it, but I'm not sorry for saying fuck you. Well, I didn't mean it. I did mean it. And Gina's like, sometimes you just gotta say fuck y'all, okay?
Fuck y'all.
Fuck
y'all. Fuck y'all. And so there's like hugging, kissing, and they're like, Vicky, you have to, like, Vicky, you have to twerk. You have to twerk. And then Gina and Shannon, you have to kisses. So Gina and Shannon, like, kiss over the table, like, ha! And then Vicky's like, all right, well, fine. If everyone wants to see me twerk, I'm going to twerk. And then she and Tamara, like,
flippin' twerk.
Yeah,
which really makes
they go
special.
Over to like a railing in this restaurant and they quote unquote twerk. They look like they are the kid in Jurassic Park when he's climbing the electrical cables and Laura Dern turns them on back. They're like, the locals are watching or just the other tourists are watching like, oh, God, this is sad. This is remarkably, remarkably sad.
Did you notice it when they kissed? Gina goes, Houston, we have contact. Which is like a perfect way to end.
That is so perfect. Shannon came back in her crash pod. She's like, huh,
well, guess who's back in the world? Guess who's back on Earth? Guess who is coming down aiming for a nice smooth landing and, oh no, I think I'm heading towards the ocean. Oh no. Oh God.
It's me, everyone. Neil betrayed Strong.
It'll be one small step for man, a giant leap for salmon with cream cheese in it.
One small step for man, a huge slap in the face for Shannon.
One small betrayal for Tamara. One giant betrayal for Shannon Bedore.
I left a flag on Mars. It says, ow!
Well, I just got a text from Mars. Apparently, they are renting out my apartment over there, and I have to find a new Mars home. Great. Great.
God, can someone point me to the Mars bar?
All right, everybody. That brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Orange County. We will see you next week. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll talk before then.
On Halloween.
Next week, we will see you over in Seattle. We're going to cover Real Housewives of Dallas. And then the following month, we'll be in Nashville covering We Don't Know Yet. So go get tickets for that over at watchwithcrappins.com. Also, get your Christmas shirts. Ho, ho, ho. Okay. And happy Ramonica. Go over and get those at watchwithcrappins.com or crappinsmerch.com. And we'll talk to you tomorrow for a little Below Deck action on Halloween-y.
Yeah, sounds good.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Hi, I'm Jessie Ware, and I'm here with my mother, Lenny.
Hi.
And we're from the podcast Table Manners, and we're currently getting sponsored by Campo Viejo. Not only is this wine from the premium wine-growing region of Rioja in Spain, it was created specifically to be shared with family and friends.
So, in the spirit of sharing, pour me a glass of Campo Viejo, darling.
Of course I will, Mum. But remember,
always drink responsibly.
You tell him, Mum.
If you're tuning into this podcast, it's likely that you're interested in keeping your body healthy, inside and out. Ever thought about the health of your mouth? Just as it's important to keep your gut healthy, so is keeping your mouth's microbiome in balance. Zendium is the first ever toothpaste with natural enzymes and proteins, proven to boost your mouth's good bacteria and strengthens the health of your mouth. We thought you'd like to know that there's a toothpaste as healthy as you are. Now available to buy on Amazon.